USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first impeachment hearings of the House Judiciary Committee are taking place on Wednesday. George Washington law professor Jonathan Turley reminds us of one thing.
Court issues an order, and unless they stay that order by a higher court, you have obstruction. I can't emphasize this enough, and I'll say it just one more time. If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You're doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing.
In a developing story, Jackson State University in Mississippi is lifting the lockdown that started after a report of a shooter near campus. The school's Twitter account said the campus community is no longer under threat of an active shooter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283, and see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The latest private sector job growth numbers are out. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
U.S. private sector job growth continuing to decline, it appears. It's reached a six-month low in November, according to the ADP National Employment Report. Just 67,000 new jobs created last month. That's less than half of what the experts had forecast.
A big announcement from Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp.
Today, I'm proud to announce that conservative businesswoman and political outsider Kelly Loeffler will be Georgia's next U.S. Senator.
Loeffler explains a little bit what she stands for.
So here's what folks are going to find out about me. I'm a lifelong conservative, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Trump, pro-military, and pro-wall.
President Trump had called on the governor to appoint Georgia Congressman Doug Collins. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Recently, protesters disrupted a lecture by conservative commentator Heather McDonald at Massachusetts Jesuit College by shouting phrases like, "Your sexism is not welcome, your racism is not welcome, your homophobia is not welcome." She joins Fox News to share why she believes some people are shouting her down at college campuses.
Because I am challenging what is now their central point of identity and power, which is the claim that American society and American campuses turns them into victims. In fact, their oppression is a delusion. I tell them that you are privileged to be in this college because you have unfettered access to knowledge. That is a message that the entire college is pushing against. You have a massive diversity bureaucracy at every college today, dedicated to one proposition. American society is profoundly bigoted, and we, as faculty, are also profoundly bigoted.
Bishop Edward Scharfenberger is urging victims of sexual abuse to come forward. The Bishop of Albany, New York, is being put in charge of Buffalo's troubled diocese after the resignation of Bishop Richard Malone.
I continue, as I do in the Diocese of Albany, to say, as I do in Albany, if you see something, say something. Never be afraid to come forward. You will be treated with respect.
A Vatican investigation led Malone to announce he was retiring. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.